Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Baptism of the Lord. Today's theme, Baptized into Ministry. Today we celebrate the initiation rite that launched Jesus' public ministry. We too have experienced the same kind of baptism. Our first sacrament of initiation immersed us into the life of Christ. The other two initiation sacraments, confirmation and communion, confirm this holy life and empower us to live it in union with Christ. Thus says the Lord God about you, "Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit." What is the Spirit doing in you that is pleasing to the Father? How is this Spirit serving the kingdom of God through you? Are you giving this Spirit the freedom to continue Christ's ministry in today's world? All Christians have been baptized into the ministry of Christ, but it's the hardships we endure and the passions we feel that initiate us into our own particular areas of ministry. For example, children of chronically or terminally ill parents often grow up to become doctors and nurses, and many who escape and recover from abuses often become ministers of healing for other victims, and workers who suffer from unjust employers often start their own businesses and create jobs where the staff is treated the way Christ should be treated. Whatever we feel passionate about, we have received this energy from the passion of Christ through the sacrament of baptism. Then, if we celebrate Mass consciously, paying attention to the true meaning of the Eucharist, our calling to ministry is renewed in the sacrament of communion, because Christ, who is the Eucharist, reunites us to his ministry. Thus, we can change the world, just as Christ did, one day at a time. For this, you have been chosen by the Father. Whatever you are doing because of this calling, our Father is very pleased with you. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. What is the Holy Spirit doing in you that's pleasing to the Father? What will you do to give this Spirit the freedom to continue Christ's ministry in your world, in your home, your workplace, your parish, your community, wherever you live, work, and play? Choose one line from Isaiah's scripture and explain how this describes your life in Christ. Take turns sharing on this until all verses have been covered.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreat, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love, and grow closer to Christ, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.